You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Pouring Light is an exhibition by artist Sandra Bushby, currently showing at Suma Gallery. It's an exploration of the interplay of light and colour, comprising a series of oil paintings as well as watercolours and gouache. Sandra draws inspiration from the late Joanna Margaret Paul, in particular her poem Blue Fleur with the Stations of the Cross from 1997. The works in Pouring Light combine the visual with verbal poetry. Beth caught up with Sandra at Suma Gallery to corridor about Pouring Light and her art making process.
So what does the process of art making look like to you?
Well, it's a process way of working, and over the last 5 years, 5 to 6 years really, I've developed a process of painting which is defined as emergent, where I deliberately avoid any predetermined or planned processes or any endings that feel fixed and not open. And to do that, I focus on the dynamic of interplay of line and colour and pictorial space, so open, lots of open spaces and lots of canvas showing through. So I pay attention to painting activities and I look for interesting spillages as I go. And to be able to keep things fresh, I decided to use watercolours on paper because they're quick and they flow and they're very spontaneous, and they allow me to make lots of work quickly and notice, you know, and so I can look later and try to look for, you know, interesting, you know, combinations of marks and spillages that look a bit interesting. And so, because some marks look interesting and some marks don't, and often getting that interesting mark is really, you know, by working very fast. So all these little series help me to experiment with disrupting established structures that I've developed through bad painting habits. And I find new qualities through the material and the embodied, the line, you know, me, the action of me painting.
What were some of the highlights and or challenges of putting it together?
Oh, well, that's a really good question. And, you know, I think there were lots of highlights, of course, but my big highlight in the end was watching the works, when I analysed it, watching the works evolve into a coherent and interacting body of paintings.
Yeah.
That can be viewed, you know, strongly from a distance, and, you know, draw the viewer into wanting to go up and see all the nuances and the little energies in close inspection.
Yeah.
So working on the between those two dynamics of distance, and I use that, you know, use scale and lots of tricks I have, scale between marks, and, you know, I develop ways of working to disrupt things, as I was talking about before.
Yeah.
And the challenge for that is finding variety yet connection and composition and colour combinations, so I don't have, you know, repeating things. So I want each work to have, you know, their own, you know, stand on their own, but yet connect to the surrounding paintings.
Yeah.
But not have the appearance of, you know, looking like them. So
yeah.
So, you know, the experimentation on paper allows for the diversity and discovery.
Did any distinctive themes emerge to you while working on Pouring Light in terms of both art creation and curation?
Yes, in terms of art creation, creating. a taped ribbon form developed, and it's particularly in the watercolours, and I really liked it. And so the taped ribbon separated areas of colours and colour fields, and, you know, allowing for sort of division and also reflecting the geometry of the canvas. And so I kept repeating this ribbon form, which I really liked, and I also, through that ribbon, they developed a sort of dashes and cross shapes that were painted in lines and forming kind of ribbons of dashes and crosses.
Yeah.
So that was really exciting. And then some of the paintings all of a sudden had this particular real light. You know, there was lots of white in them and blue, and the feeling of light was really captivating me. And in terms of, you know, curation of the work was curating these like multitude of bodies of works on paper and taking from them the best things, moving to another body and just keeping on going and going and going. So a theme that I just sort of thought about and discovered along the way, and you know, having conversations with people like Joanna Osborne, and she's a doctor of art history and an expert on Joanna Margaret Paul's works. She, you know, we talked about this idea of this Blue Fleur, Joanna Margaret Paul's poem Blue Fleur, coming, you know, from her Book of Love poems. So it's very much a poem about, you know, human love. And then, you know, juxtaposed with the spiritual love and the stations, and, you know, how all of this feeling of love is conveyed through painting language, colour, light, and, you know, window armature.
Are there any artists who particularly inspire you and have informed your evolution as an artist?
Yes, you know, many, many painters, and particularly New Zealand ones at the moment. You know, Frances Hodgkins historically, yeah, and the later, and of course, you know, in this body of work, Joanna Margaret Paul's work, and it's, yeah, particularly her strength of practice and the space that she occupies that speaks to, you know, feminists in Aotearoa is, you know, is really interesting to me, and her, particularly her unwavering dedication to her art and her daily practice and commitment is extraordinary, and it really, you know, inspired me to have that kind of practice where I work all the time daily, and, you know, to try to keep things moving and have that energy. But also, you know, overseas, you know, the abstract expressionist colour field painters like Mark Rothko, and I like the work of Cy Twombly, and I like minimal painting, but with, I like the hand in it, the way Angus Martin has her hand in it.
Mm.
And of course, so the French Support Surface Group has been a constant inspiration.
Yeah.
So many, many, many painters, I like looking at painting very much,
yeah,
and learning from what they do.
How does the relationship between poetry and painting inform your artistic practice?
Poetry is a big role in my process, and it has been from the beginning of my doctoral thesis, really, to yeah, now. And the way that I use poetry is I look at the poems and the arrangement on the page and the rhythms of words on the page as I read the poem. So I'm looking at sort of sonic life and also the visual life of a poem. So I translate these verbal and visual ideas of words into my painting by focusing on the special forms and sonic rhythms of poetry. And it helps me to translate the poem's rhythmic pulses and gaps, where intervals and portals extend in and out of the painting. So verbal language becomes visual language as the two languages merge, and in effect, I'm painting a poem. Particularly in my show Pouring Light, and works such as Half Open, Pouring Light, and Rhythmic Blues, poetic verses relayed into a series of horizontal lines that move back and forwards and stammer and break and descend, and they visually look like vertical lines and horizontal bands of widths and shades, and there's a sort of sketchy frame-like structure, and they suggest something beyond the painting, yet nothing is present except the canvas support. That's how poetry is used in my work.
That was artist Sandra Bushby speaking to Beth about her new exhibition, Pouring Light, showing at Suma Gallery.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.